Chapter 10. Woe to the makers of wicked laws! The Assyrians shall be a rod for punishing Israel. But for their pride they shall be destroyed, and a remnant of Israel saved. Woe to them that make wicked laws, and when they write, write injustice, to oppress the poor in judgment, and do violence to the cause of the humble of my people, that widows might be their prey, and that they might rob the fatherless. What will you do in the day of visitation, and of the calamity which cometh from afar? To whom will ye flee for help, and where will ye leave your glory, that you be not bowed down under the bond, and fall with the slain? In all these things his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Woe to the Assyrian! He is the rod and the staff of my anger, and my indignation is in their hands. I will send him to a deceitful nation, and I will give him a charge against the people of my wrath, to take away the spoils, and to lay hold on the prey, and to tread them down like the mire of the streets. But he shall not take it so, and his heart shall not think so, but his heart shall be set to destroy, and to cut off nations, not a few. For he shall say, Are not my princes as so many kings? Is not Calneo as Carchemis, and Emath as Arphad? Is not Samaria as Damascus? As my hand hath found the kingdoms of the idol, so also their idols of Jerusalem and of Samaria. Shall I not, as I have done, do Samaria and her idols, so do to Jerusalem and her idols? And it shall come to pass that when the Lord shall have performed all his works in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, I will visit the fruit of the proud heart of the king of Assyria, and the glory of the haughtiness of his eyes. For he hath said, By the strength of my own hand I have done it, and by my own wisdom I have understood, and I have removed the bounds of the people, and have taken the spoils of the princes, and as a mighty man hath pulled down them that sat on high. And my hand hath found the strength of the people as a nest, and as eggs are gathered that are left, so have I gathered all the earth. And there was none that moved the wing, or opened the mouth, or made the least noise. Shall the axe boast itself against him that cutteth with it? Or shall the saw exalt itself against him by whom it is drawn? As if a rod should lift itself up against him that lifteth it up, and a staff exalt itself which is but wood. Therefore the sovereign Lord, the Lord of hosts, shall send leanness among his fat ones, and under his glory shall be kindled a burning, as it were the burning of a fire. And the light of Israel shall be as a fire, and the Holy One thereof as a flame, and his horns and his briar shall be set on fire, and shall be devoured in one day. And the glory of his forest and of his beautiful hill shall be consumed from the soul even to the flesh, and he shall run away through fear. And they that remain of the trees of his forest shall be so few that they shall easily be numbered, and a child shall write them down. And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and they that shall escape of the house of Jacob shall lean no more upon him that striketh them, but they shall lean upon the Lord, the Holy One of Israel in truth. That remnant shall be converted, the remnant, I say, of Jacob, to the mighty God. For if thy people, O Israel, shall be as the sand of the sea, a remnant of them shall be converted, the consumption abridged shall overflow with justice. For the Lord God of hosts shall make a consumption, and an abridgment in the midst of all the land. Therefore thus saith the Lord, the God of hosts, O my people that dwellest in Zion, be not afraid of the Assyrian. He shall strike thee with his rod, and he shall lift up his staff over thee in the way of Egypt. For yet a little, and a very little while, and my indignation shall cease, and my wrath shall be upon their wickedness. And the Lord of hosts shall raise up a scourge against him, according to the slaughter of Midian in the rock of Oreb, and his rod over the sea, and he shall lift it up in the way of Egypt. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall putrefy at the presence of the oil. He shall come into Ayath, he shall pass into Megron, at Machmas he shall lay up his carriages. They have passed in haste, Gaba is our lodging, Ramah was astonished, Gabbath of Saul fled away. Lift up thy voice, O daughter of Galim, attend, O Lysa, poor Anathoth. Medimena is removed. Ye inhabitants of Gabim, take courage. It is yet day enough to remain in Nobi. He shall shake his hand against the mountain of the daughter of Sion, the hill of Jerusalem. Behold, the sovereign Lord of hosts shall break the earthen vessel with terror, and the tall of stature shall be cut down, and the lofty shall be humbled. And the thickets of the forest shall be cut down with iron, and Libanus with its high ones shall fall. Chapter 11. Of the spiritual kingdom of Christ, to which all nations shall repair. And there shall come forth a rod out of the root of Jesse, and a flower shall rise up out of his root. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of fortitude, the Spirit of knowledge and of godliness. And he shall be filled with the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge according to the sight of the eyes, nor reprove according to the hearing of the ears. But he shall judge the poor with justice, and shall reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. And justice shall be the girdle of his loins, and faith the girdle of his reins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion and the sheep shall abide together, and a little child shall lead them. The calf and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall rest together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall thrust his hand into the den of the basilisk. They shall not hurt, nor shall they kill in all my holy mountains, for the earth is filled with the knowledge of the Lord, as the covering waters of the sea. In that day the root of Jesse, who standeth for an ensign of the people, him the Gentiles shall beseech, and his sepulchre shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand the second time to possess the remnant of his people, which shall be left from the Assyrians, and from Egypt, and from Phetros, and from Ethiopia, and from Elam, and from Sinar, and from Emath, and from the islands of the sea. And he shall set up a standard unto the nations, and shall assemble the fugitives of Israel, and shall gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four quarters of the earth. And the envy of Ephraim shall be taken away, and the enemies of Judah shall perish. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not fight against Ephraim. But they shall fly upon the shoulders of the Philistines by the sea. They together shall spoil the children of the east. Edom and Moab shall be under the rule of their hand, and the children of Ammon shall be obedient. And the Lord shall lay waste the tongue of the sea of Egypt, and shall lift up his hand over the river in the strength of his spirit. And he shall strike it in the seven streams, so that men may pass through it in their shoes. And there shall be a highway for the remnant of my people, which shall be left from the Assyrians, as there was for Israel in the day that he came out of the land of Egypt. Chapter 12. A Canticle of Thanksgiving for the Benefits of Christ. And thou shalt say in that day, I will give thanks to thee, O Lord, for thou wast angry with me. Thy wrath is turned away, and thou hast comforted me. Behold, God is my Savior. I will deal confidently, and will not fear, because the Lord is my strength and my praise, and he is become my salvation. You shall draw waters with joy out of the Savior's fountains, and you shall say in that day, Praise ye the Lord, and call upon his name. Make his works known among the people. Remember that his name is high. Sing ye to the Lord, for he hath done great things. Show this forth in all the earth. Rejoice and praise, O thou habitation of Zion, for great is he that is in the midst of thee, the Holy One of Israel. Chapter 13. The Desolation of Babylon. The burden of Babylon, which Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw. Upon the dark mountain lift ye up a banner, exalt the voice, lift up the hand, and let the rulers go into the gates. I have commanded my sanctified ones, and have called my strong ones in my wrath, them that rejoice in my glory. The noise of a multitude in the mountains, as it were of many people, the noise of the sound of kings, of nations gathered together, the Lord of hosts hath given charge to the troops of war. To them that come from a country afar off, from the end of heaven, the Lord and the instruments of his wrath, to destroy the whole land. Howl ye, for the day of the Lord is near. It shall come as a destruction from the Lord. Therefore shall all hands be faint, and every heart of man shall melt, and shall be broken, gripings and pain shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman in labor. Everyone shall be amazed at his neighbor. Their countenances shall be as faces burnt. Behold, the day of the Lord shall come, a cruel day, and full of indignation and of wrath and fury, to lay the land desolate, and to destroy the sinners thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven and their brightness shall not display their light. The sun shall be darkened in his rising, and the moon shall not shine with her light. And I will visit the evils of the world, and against the wicked for their iniquity. And I will make the pride of infidels to cease, and will bring down the arrogancy of the mighty. A man shall be more precious than gold, yea, a man than the finest of gold. For this I will trouble the heaven, and the earth shall be moved out of her place, for the indignation of the Lord of hosts, and for the day of his fierce wrath. And they shall be as a doe fleeing away, and as a sheep, and there shall be none to gather them together. Every man shall turn to his own people, and every one shall flee to his own land. Every one that shall be found shall be slain, and every one that shall come to their aid shall fall by the sword. Their infants shall be dashed in pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be pillaged, and their wives shall be ravished. Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them, who shall not seek silver, nor desire gold. But with their arrows they shall kill the children, and shall have no pity upon the sucklings of the womb, and their eyes shall not spare their sons. And that Babylon, glorious among kingdoms, the famous pride of the Chaldeans, shall be even as the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. It shall no more be inhabited forever, and it shall not be found unto generation and generation. Neither shall the Arabian pitch his tents there, nor shall shepherds rest there. But wild beasts shall rest there, and their houses shall be filled with serpents, and ostriches shall dwell there, and the hairy ones shall dance there, and owls shall answer one another there, in the houses thereof, and sirens in the temples of pleasure. Chapter 14. The Restoration of Israel After Their Captivity. The Parable or Song Insulting Over the King of Babylon, a Prophecy Against the Philistines. Her time is near at hand, and her days shall not be prolonged. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob, and will yet choose out of Israel, and will make them rest upon their own ground. And the stranger shall be joined with them, and shall adhere to the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them, and bring them into their place. And the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids. And they shall make them captives that have taken them, and shall subdue their oppressors. And it shall come to pass in that day, that when God shall give thee rest from thy labor, and from thy vexation, and from the hard bondage wherewith thou didst serve before, thou shalt take up this parable against the king of Babylon, and shalt say, How is the oppressor come to nothing? The tribute hath ceased. The Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked, the rod of the rulers, that struck the people in wrath with an incurable wound, that brought nations under in fury, that persecuted in a cruel manner. The whole earth is quiet and still, it is glad and hath rejoiced. The fir trees also have rejoiced over thee, and the cedars of Libanus, saying, Since thou hast slept, there hath none come up to cut us down. Hell below was in an uproar to meet thee at thy coming. It stirred up the giants for thee. All the princes of the earth are risen up from their thrones, all the princes of nations. All shall answer and say to thee, Thou also art wounded as well as we. Thou art become like unto us. Thy pride is brought down to hell. Thy carcass is fallen down. Under thee shall the moth be strewed, and worms shall be thy covering. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, who didst rise in the morning? How art thou fallen to the earth, that didst wound the nations? And thou saidst in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit in the mountain of the covenant, in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the height of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. But yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, into the depth of the pit. They that shall see thee shall turn toward thee, and behold thee. Is this the man that troubled the earth, that shook kingdoms, that made the world a wilderness, and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the prison to his prisoners? All the kings of the nations have all of them slept in glory, every one in his own house. But thou art cast out of thy grave, as an unprofitable branch defiled, and wrapped up among them that were slain by the sword, and art gone down to the bottom of the pit as a rotten carcass. Thou shalt not keep company with them even in burial. For thou hast destroyed thy land, thou hast slain thy people, the seed of the wicked shall not be named forever. Prepare his children for slaughter, for the iniquity of their fathers. They shall not rise up, nor inherit the land, nor fill the face of the world with cities. And I will rise up against them, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will destroy the name of Babylon, and the remains, and the bud, and the offspring, saith the Lord. And I will make it a possession for the Erisius, and pools of water. And I will sweep it and wear it out with a besom, saith the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts hath sworn, saying, Surely as I have thought, so shall it be, and as I have purposed, so shall it fall out, that I will destroy the Assyrian in my land, and upon my mountains tread him underfoot, and his yoke shall be taken away from them, and his burden shall be taken off their shoulder. This is the counsel that I have proposed upon all the earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out upon all nations. For the Lord of hosts hath decreed, and who can disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it away? In the year that King Ichaz died was this burden. Rejoice not, thou whole Philistia, that the rod of him that struck thee is broken in pieces. For out of the root of the serpent shall come forth a basilisk, and his seed shall swallow the bird. And the firstborn of the poor shall be fed, and the poor shall rest with confidence. And I will make thy root perish with famine, and I will kill thy remnant. Howl, O gate, cry, O city, all Philistia is thrown down. For a smoke shall come from the north, and there is none that shall escape his troop. And what shall be answered to the messengers of the nations? That the Lord hath founded Zion, and the poor of his people shall hope in him. Chapter 15. A Prophecy of the Desolation of the Moabites. The burden of Moab. Because in the night Ar of Moab is laid waste, it is silent. Because the wall of Moab is destroyed in the night, it is silent. The house is gone up, and Dibon to the high places to mourn over Nebo, and over Medaba. Moab hath howled. On all their heads shall be baldness, and every beard shall be shaven. In their streets they are girded with sackcloth, on the tops of their houses, and in their streets all shall howl, and come down weeping. Hishibon shall cry, and Eilil, their voice is heard even to Jesa. For this shall the well-appointed men of Moab howl, his soul shall howl to itself. My heart shall cry to Moab, the bars thereof shall flee unto Segor, a heifer of 3 years old. For by the ascent of Luith they shall go up weeping, and in the way of Araunaim they shall lift up a cry of destruction. For the waters of Nemrim shall be desolate, for the grass is withered away, the spring is faded, all the greenness is perished. According to the greatness of their work is their visitation also. They shall lead them to the torrent of the willows. For the cry is gone round about the border of Moab, the howling thereof unto Galim, and unto the well of Elim the cry thereof. For the waters of Dibon are filled with blood, for I will bring more upon Dibon, the lion, upon them that shall flee of Moab, and upon the remnant of the land. Chapter 16. The prophet prayeth for Christ's coming, the affliction of the Moabites for their pride. Send forth, O Lord, the Lamb, the ruler of the earth, from Petra of the desert, to the mount of the daughter of Zion. And it shall come to pass that as a bird fleeing away, and as young ones flying out of the nest, so shall the daughters of Moab be in the passage of Arnon. Take counsel, gather a counsel, make thy shadow as the night in the midday. Hide them that flee, and betray not them that wander about. My fugitives shall dwell with thee. O Moab, be thou a covert to them from the face of the destroyer. For the dust is at an end, the wretch is consumed. He hath failed that trod the earth underfoot. And a throne shall be prepared in mercy, and one shall sit upon it in truth in the tabernacle of David, judging and seeking judgment, and quickly rendering that which is just. We have heard of the pride of Moab. He is exceeding proud. His pride and his arrogancy and his indignation is more than his strength. Therefore shall Moab howl to Moab. Every one shall howl. To them that rejoice upon the brick walls, tell ye their stripes. For the suburbs of Hesibon are desolate, and the lords of the nations have destroyed the vineyard of Sebama. The branches thereof have reached even to Jazer. They have wandered in the wilderness. The branches thereof are left. They are gone over the sea. Therefore I will lament with the weeping of Jazer the vineyard of Sebama. I will water thee with my tears, O Hesibon and Ilio, for the voice of the treaders hath rushed in upon thy vintage and upon thy harvest. And gladness and joy shall be taken away from Carmel, and there shall be no rejoicing nor shouting in the vineyards. He shall not tread out wine in the press that was wont to tread it out. The voice of the treaders I have taken away. Wherefore my bowels shall sound like a harp for Moab, and my inward parts for the brick wall. And it shall come to pass, when it is seen that Moab is wearied on his high places, that he shall go in to his sanctuaries to pray, and shall not prevail. This is the word that the Lord spoke to Moab from that time. And now the Lord hath spoken, saying, In 3 years, as the years of a hireling, the glory of Moab shall be taken away from all the multitude of the people, and it shall be left small and feeble, not many. Chapter 17. Judgments upon Damascus and Samaria, the overthrow of the Assyrians. The burden of Damascus. Behold, Damascus shall cease to be a city, and shall be as a ruinous heap of stones. The cities of Aurora shall be left for flocks, and they shall rest there, and there shall be none to make them afraid. And aid shall cease from Ephraim, and the kingdom from Damascus, and the remnant of Syria shall be as the glory of the children of Israel, saith the Lord of hosts. And it shall come to pass in that day that the glory of Jacob shall be made thin, and the fatness of his flesh shall grow lean. And it shall be as when one gathereth in the harvest that which remaineth, and his arms shall gather the ears of corn. And it shall be as he that seeketh ears in the vale of Rephaim. And the fruit thereof that shall be left upon it shall be as one cluster of grapes, and as the shaking of the olive tree. Two or three berries in the top of a bough, or four or five upon the top of the tree, saith the Lord, the God of Israel. In that day man shall bow down himself to his Maker, and his eyes shall look to the Holy One of Israel. And he shall not look to the altars which his hands made, and he shall not have respect to the things that his fingers wrought, such as groves and temples. In that day his strong cities shall be forsaken, as the ploughs and the corn that were left before the face of the children of Israel, and thou shalt be desolate. Because thou hast forgotten God thy Savior, and hast not remembered thy strong helper, therefore shalt thou plant good plants, and shalt sow strange seed. In the day of thy planting shall be the wild grape, and in the morning thy seed shall flourish. The harvest is taken away in the day of inheritance, and shall grieve thee much. Woe to the multitude of many people, like the multitude of the roaring sea, and the tumult of crowds, like the noise of many waters. Nations shall make a noise, like the noise of waters overflowing. But he shall rebuke him, and he shall flee far off, and he shall be carried away as the dust of the mountains before the wind, and as a whirlwind before a tempest. In the time of the evening, behold, there shall be trouble. The morning shall come, and he shall not be. This is the portion of them that have wasted us, and the lot of them that spoiled us. Chapter 18. A woe to the Ethiopians, who fed Israel with vain hopes, their future conversion. Woe to the land, the winged symbol, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, that sendeth ambassadors by the sea, and in vessels of bulrushes upon the waters. Go, ye swift angels, to a nation rent and torn in pieces, to a terrible people after which there is no other, to a nation expecting and trodden underfoot, whose land the rivers have spoiled. All ye inhabitants of the world, who dwell on the earth, when the sign shall be lifted up on the mountains, you shall see, and you shall hear the sound of the trumpet. For thus saith the Lord to me, I will take my rest, and consider in my place, as the noon light is clear, and as a cloud of dew in the day of harvest. For before the harvest it was all flourishing, and it shall bud without perfect ripeness, and the sprigs thereof shall be cut off with pruning hooks, and what is left shall be cut away and shaken out. And they shall be left together to the birds of the mountains, and the beasts of the earth, and the fowl shall be upon them all the summer, and all the beasts of the earth shall winter upon them. At that time shall a present be brought to the Lord of hosts, from a people rent and torn in pieces, from a terrible people, after which there hath been no other, from a nation expecting and trodden underfoot, whose land the rivers have spoiled, to the place of the name of the Lord of hosts, to Mount Zion. Chapter 19. The Punishment of Egypt. They are called to the church. The Burden of Egypt. Behold, the Lord will ascend upon a swift cloud, and will enter into Egypt, and the idols of Egypt shall be moved at his presence, and the heart of Egypt shall melt in the midst thereof. And I will set the Egyptians to fight against the Egyptians, and they shall fight brother against brother, and friend against friend, city against city, kingdom against kingdom. And the spirit of Egypt shall be broken in the bowels thereof, and I will cast down their counsel, and they shall consult their idols, and their diviners, and their wizards, and soothsayers. And I will deliver Egypt into the hand of cruel masters, and a strong king shall rule over them, saith the Lord, the God of hosts. And the water of the sea shall be dried up, and the river shall be wasted and dry, and the river shall fail. The streams of the banks shall be diminished, and be dried up. The reed and the bulrush shall wither away. The channel of the river shall be laid bare from its fountain, and everything sown by the water shall be dried up. It shall wither away, and shall be no more. The fishers also shall mourn, and all that cast a hook into the river shall lament, and they that spread nets upon the waters shall languish away. They shall be confounded that wrought in flax, combing and weaving fine linen, and its watery places shall be dry. All they shall mourn that made pools to take fishes. The princes of Tanis are become fools. The wise counselors of Pharaoh have given foolish counsel. How will you say to Pharaoh, I am the son of the wise, the son of ancient kings? Where are now thy wise men? Let them tell thee, and show what the Lord of hosts hath proposed upon Egypt. The princes of Tanis are become fools. The princes of Memphis are gone astray. They have deceived Egypt, the stay of the people thereof. The Lord hath mingled in the midst thereof the spirit of giddiness, and they have caused Egypt to err in all its works, as a drunken man staggereth and vomiteth. And there shall be no work for Egypt, to make head or tail, him that bendeth down, or that holdeth back. In that day Egypt shall be like unto women, and they shall be amazed, and afraid, because of the moving of the hand of the Lord of hosts, which he shall move over it. And the land of Judah shall be a terror to Egypt. Every one that shall remember it shall tremble, because of the counsel of the Lord of hosts, which he hath determined concerning it. In that day there shall be 5 cities in the land of Egypt, speaking the language of Canaan, and swearing by the Lord of hosts. One shall be called the City of the Sun. In that day there shall be an altar of the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a monument of the Lord at the borders thereof. It shall be for a sign and for a testimony to the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt. For they shall cry to the Lord because of the oppressor, and he shall send them a Savior and a Defender to deliver them. The Lord shall be known by Egypt, and the Egyptians shall know the Lord in that day, and shall worship him with sacrifices and offerings, and they shall make vows to the Lord, and perform them. And the Lord shall strike Egypt with a scourge, and shall heal it, and they shall return to the Lord, and he shall be pacified towards them, and heal them. In that day there shall be a way from Egypt to the Assyrians, and the Assyrians shall enter into Egypt, and the Egyptian to the Assyrians, and the Egyptians shall serve the Assyrian. In that day shall Israel be the third to the Egyptian and the Assyrian, a blessing in the midst of the land, which the Lord of hosts hath blessed, saying, Blessed be my people of Egypt, and the work of my hands to the Assyrian, but Israel is my inheritance. Chapter 20. The Ignominious Captivity of the Egyptians and the Ethiopians. In the year that Tharthan entered into Azotus, when Sargon the king of the Assyrians had sent him, and he had fought against Azotus, and had taken it. At that same time the Lord spoke by the hand of Isaiah, the son of Amos, saying, Go, and loose the sackcloth from off thy loins, and take off thy shoes from thy feet. And he did so, and went naked and barefoot. And the Lord said, As my servant Isaiah hath walked naked and barefoot, it shall be a sign and a wonder of 3 years upon Egypt and upon Ethiopia. So shall the king of the Assyrians lead away the prisoners of Egypt, and the captivity of Ethiopia, young and old, naked and barefoot, with their buttocks uncovered, to the shame of Egypt. And they shall be afraid and ashamed of Ethiopia their hope, and of Egypt their glory. And the inhabitants of this isle shall say in that day, Lo, this was our hope, to whom we fled for help, to deliver us from the face of the king of the Assyrians, and how shall we be able to escape? The destruction of Babylon by the Medes and Persians, a prophecy against the Edomites and the Arabians. The burden of the desert of the sea. As whirlwinds come from the south, it cometh from the desert, from a terrible land. A grievous vision is told me. He that is unfaithful dealeth unfaithfully, and he that is a spoiler spoileth. Go up, O Elam, besiege, O Mede. I have made all the mourning thereof to cease. Therefore are my loins filled with pain. Anguish hath taken hold of me, as the anguish of a woman in labor. I fell down at the hearing of it, I was troubled at the seeing of it. My heart failed, darkness amazed me. Babylon, my beloved, is become a wonder to me. Prepare the table. Behold in the watchtower them that eat and drink. Arise, ye princes, take up the shield. For thus hath the Lord said to me, Go and set a watchman, and whatsoever he shall see, let him tell. And he saw a chariot with two horsemen, a rider upon an ass, and a rider upon a camel, and he beheld them diligently with much heed. And a lion cried out, I am upon the watchtower of the Lord, standing continually by day, and I am upon my ward, standing whole nights. Behold, this man cometh, the rider upon the chariot with two horsemen. And he answered and said, Babylon is fallen, she is fallen, and all the graven gods thereof are broken unto the ground. O my thrashing, and the children of my floor, that which I have heard of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have declared unto you. The burden of Duma calleth to me out of Seir. Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? The watchman said, The morning cometh, also the night. If you seek, seek. Return, come. The burden in Arabia. In the forest at evening you shall sleep, in the paths of Dedanim. Meeting the thirsty, bring him water. You that inhabit the land of the south, meet with bread him that fleeth. For they are fled from before the swords, from the sword that hung over them, from the bent bow, from the face of a grievous battle. For thus saith the Lord to me, Within a year, according to the years of a hireling, all the glory of cedar shall be taken away, and the residue of the number of strong archers of the children of cedar shall be diminished. For the Lord, the God of Israel, hath spoken it. Chapter 22. The prophet laments the devastation of Judah. He foretells the deprivation of Sobna and the substitution of Eliakim, a figure of Christ. The burden of the valley of vision. What aileth thee also, that thou too art wholly gone up to the housetops? Full of clamor, a populous city, a joyous city. Thy slain are not slain by the sword, nor dead in battle. All the princes are fled together, and are bound hard. All that were found are bound together. They are fled far off. Therefore have I said, Depart from me. I will weep bitterly. Labor not to comfort me for the devastation of the daughter of my people. For it is a day of slaughter, and of treading down, and of weeping to the Lord the God of hosts in the valley of vision, searching the wall, and magnificent upon the mountain. And Elam took the quiver, the chariot of the horsemen, and the shield was taken down from the wall. And thy choice valleys shall be full of chariots, and the horsemen shall place themselves in the gate, and the covering of Judah shall be discovered, and thou shalt see in that day the armory of the house of the forest. And you shall see the breaches of the city of David, that they are many, and you have gathered together the waters of the lower pool, and have numbered the houses of Jerusalem, and broken down houses to fortify the wall. And you made a ditch between the two walls for the water of the old pool, and you have not looked up to the maker thereof, nor regarded him even at a distance that wrought it long ago. And the Lord, the God of hosts, in that day shall call to weeping and to mourning, to baldness and to girding with sackcloth. And behold, joy and gladness, killing calves and slaying rams, eating flesh and drinking wine. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we shall die. And the voice of the Lord of hosts was revealed in my ears, Surely this iniquity shall not be forgiven you till you die, saith the Lord God of hosts. Thus saith the Lord God of hosts, Go, get thee in to him that dwelleth in the tabernacle, to Sobna, who is over the temple, and thou shalt say to him, What dost thou here? Or as if thou wert somebody here. For thou hast hewed thee out a sepulchre here. Thou hast hewed out a monument carefully in a high place, a dwelling for thyself in a rock. Behold, the Lord will cause thee to be carried away as a cock is carried away, and he will lift thee up as a garment. He will crown thee with a crown of tribulation. He will toss thee like a ball into a large and spacious country. There shalt thou die, and there shall the chariot of thy glory be. The shame of the house of thy Lord. And I will drive thee out from thy station, and depose thee from thy ministry. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, and I will clothe him with thy robe, and will strengthen him with thy girdle, and will give thy power into his hand. And he shall be as a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. And I will lay the key of the house of David upon his shoulder, and he shall open, and none shall shut, and he shall shut, and none shall open. And I will fasten him as a peg in a sure place, and he shall be for a throne of glory to the house of his father. And they shall hang upon him all the glory of his father's house, divers kinds of vessels, every little vessel, from the vessels of cups even to every instrument of music. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, shall the peg be removed that was fastened in the sure place, and it shall be broken and shall fall, and that which hung thereon shall perish, because the Lord hath spoken it. Chapter 23. The Destruction of Tyre. It shall be repaired again after 70 years. The Burden of Tyre. Howl, ye ships of the sea, for the house is destroyed, from whence they were wont to come. For the land of Kithon it is revealed to them. Be silent, you that dwell in the island. The merchants of Sidon, passing over the sea, have filled thee. The seed of the Nile in many waters, the harvest of the river, is her revenue, and she is become the mart of the nations. Be thou ashamed, O Sidon, for the sea speaketh, even the strength of the sea, saying, I have not been in labor, nor have I brought forth, nor have I nourished up young men, nor brought up virgins. When it shall be heard in Egypt, they will be sorry when they shall hear of Tyre. Pass over the seas, howl, ye inhabitants of the island. Is not this your city, which gloried from of old in her antiquity? Her feet shall carry her afar off to sojourn. Who hath taken this counsel against Tyre, that was formerly crowned, whose merchants were princes, and her traders the nobles of the earth? The Lord of hosts hath designed it, to pull down the pride of all glory, and bring to disgrace all the glorious ones of the earth. Pass thy land as a river, O daughter of the sea. Thou hast a girdle no more. He stretched out his hand over the sea. He troubled kingdoms. The Lord hath given a charge against Canaan to destroy the strong ones thereof. And he said, Thou shalt glory no more, O virgin daughter of Sidon, who art oppressed. Arise and sail over to Kethem. There also thou shalt have no rest. Behold, the land of the Chaldeans. There was not such a people. The Assyrians founded it. They have led away the strong ones thereof into captivity. They have destroyed the houses thereof. They have brought it to ruin. Howl, O ye ships of the sea, for your strength is laid waste, and it shall come to pass in that day that thou, O Tyre, shalt be forgotten. 70 years, according to the days of one king. But after 70 years, there shall be unto Tyre as the song of a harlot. Take a harp, go about the city, thou harlot, that hast been forgotten. Sing well, sing many a song, that thou mayest be remembered. That it shall come to pass after 70 years, that the Lord will visit Tyre, and will bring her back again to her traffic, and she shall commit fornication again with all the kingdoms of the world upon the face of the earth. And her merchandise and her hire shall be sanctified to the Lord. They shall not be kept in store, nor laid up, for her merchandise shall be for them that shall dwell before the Lord, that they may eat unto fullness, and be clothed for a continuance. Chapter 24. The Judgments of God upon all the sinners of the world. A remnant shall joyfully praise him. Behold, the Lord shall lay waste the earth, and shall strip it, and shall afflict the face thereof, and scatter abroad the inhabitants thereof. And it shall be as with the people, so with the priest, And as with the servant, so with his master. As with a handmaid, so with her mistress. As with the buyer, so with the seller. As with the lender, so with the borrower. As with him that calleth for his money, so with him that oweth. With desolation shall the earth be laid waste, and it shall be utterly spoiled, for the Lord hath spoken this word. The earth mourned and faded away, and is weakened. The world faded away, the height of the people of the earth is weakened, and the earth is infected by the inhabitants thereof. Because they have transgressed the laws, they have changed the ordinance, they have broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore shall a curse devour the earth, and the inhabitants thereof shall sin. And therefore they that dwell therein shall be mad, and few men shall be left. The vintage hath mourned, the vine hath languished away, all the merry-hearted have sighed. The mirth of timbrels hath ceased, the noise of them that rejoice is ended, the melody of the harp is silent. They shall not drink wine with a song, the drink shall be bitter to them that drink it. The city of vanity is broken down, every house is shut up, no man cometh in. There shall be a crying for wine in the streets, all mirth is forsaken, the joy of the earth is gone away. Desolation is left in the city, and calamity shall oppress the gates. For it shall be thus in the midst of the earth, in the midst of the people, as if a few olives that remain should be shaken out of the olive tree, or grapes when the vintage is ended. These shall lift up their voice, and shall give praise. When the Lord shall be glorified, they shall make a joyful noise from the sea. Therefore glorify ye the Lord in instruction, the name of the Lord God of Israel in the islands of the sea. From the ends of the earth we have heard praises, the glory of the Just One. And I said, my secret to myself, my secret to myself, woe is me. The prevaricators have prevaricated, and with the prevarication of transgressors they have prevaricated. Fear and the pit and the snare are upon thee, O thou inhabitant of the earth. And it shall come to pass that he that shall flee from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit. He that shall rid himself out of the pit shall be taken in the snare, for the floodgates from on high are opened, and the foundations of the earth shall be shaken. With breaking shall the earth be broken, with crushing shall the earth be crushed, with trembling shall the earth be moved, with shaking shall the earth be shaken as a drunken man, and shall be removed as the tent of one night, and the iniquity thereof shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall and not rise again. And it shall come to pass that in that day the Lord shall visit upon the host of heaven on high, and upon the kings of the earth on the earth. And they shall be gathered together, as in the gathering of one bundle, into the pit. And they shall be shut up there in prison, and after many days they shall be visited. And the moon shall blush, and the sun shall be ashamed, when the Lord of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion, and in Jerusalem, and shall be glorified in the sight of his ancients. End of Psi 2.